800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This is Free Talk Live, kicking off the third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Speaking of SACL CAI, the man, Jason Osborne, is going to be on his way to New Hampshire at some point soon. As I understand it, he's moving out of his house tomorrow and in Ohio, and he's got himself
awesome.
Yeah, he's got himself a new one up here, or not a new house, but he's buying a house that is new to him up here in New Hampshire. And
good news for New Hampshire, freedom, and Jason.
Jason Osborne is one of the longest running supporters of Free Talk Live, and thank goodness he is making the move. We need more people to get on up here and join the movement. The sooner, the better. Regardless of whatever your economic circumstances are, there are opportunities up here, and it's the best place to be. If you love liberty, being here in New Hampshire with other like-minded, liberty-oriented individuals is the best place to be. In fact, Dale, you've actually been posting. You posted over the Free Keene Forum just, I think, yesterday or the day before that about some of the controversy surrounding the activism that has some of the activism that has gone on here in the Keene area, specifically the partying style activism.
I think it just at some point I saw what seemed to be this daily and then a nightly as well event that happens every day and every night, and that is like. That seems to be the extent of activism for a lot of people, is that they party, and sometimes they get arrested for pot or open containers and things like that. And it just feels like a lot of showing up at the police station and going to court and stuff for issues like that. I don't know. That might be kind of in my head. I'm trying to think of like specific instances of that's what I was doing. But it just feels like, it's just hard to keep looking at that as activism. Like you're partying every day and every night. And that's your activism. You know what I mean? and you're running the risk of getting arrested and sometimes are getting arrested for those things. But is that really, I mean, I don't know that that's that useful, because it's only gonna, you know, I like the idea of breaking bad laws and showing the violence inherent in that system and so on. But I think that, you know, you want the most possible result out of that that you can get, you know, especially if you're gonna actually end up going to jail, if you're going to get arrested and go through all of that, you want it to be a powerful effect on people. That's the idea of civil disobedience. And I'm just not sure that it's a really good bang for the buck when that's all that people are doing.
It might be that the public at large considers the Free State Project members, be all of them, to be essentially ne'er-do-well pot smokers who want to not wear shirts in the middle of Central Square because of the actions of a few.
The thing is, there's a certain appeal to something that's really high profile, and you get out there and you get seen and you look like you're fighting the man and all that, and people, and that's really appealing. But the stuff that I think is not necessarily that I see, that I hear people talk about, but I don't really see happening as so much are things that, you know, like addressing, say, for like I've heard people talk about Food Not Bombs, where they were gonna feed homeless people and they weren't gonna obey the rules about how they did that, and you know, and I dare you, you know, local police or ordinance people to shut down an operation that's feeding homeless people
like they did in Orlando.
Yeah, they did that in Orlando, and that's what made me think of it to some extent, was they were doing this stuff down there, and I'm like, wow, why aren't we doing that up here? You know, because I know I got a lot of criticism when I went and volunteered at a local soup kitchen.
Well,
and,
I think part of the reason is because it's not illegal, at least that I know of. I mean, in Orlando, they specifically created an ordinance to ban the feeding of the homeless within a 2-mile radius of City Hall, and so they
went preparing food for people. If you don't do it a certain way, it is technically illegal. A lot of Food Not Bombs is operating in an illegal manner because they're collecting food that might be expired.
Well, I think what happened, as I recall, because you were working at the food kitchen at that time, and
yep.
I think that you know, you kind of, I recall the discussion sort of centered around, well, why duplicate what's already happening? And, you know, the local food kitchen does that job fairly well. Why duplicate it?
I said to people, look, there's a tremendous infrastructure in place of people who they have steady volunteers. I, at the time, was going once a week, and there were people there who were volunteering even more regularly than that. And they get a lot of other volunteers from other sources. They have regular volunteers. They have a big budget. They have people who donate to them regularly. They have people who donate food to them regularly. And what was happening was people were angry because it was a state. You know, they get money from the city or the state. I can't remember which one. I think it's from the city, actually. And they were angry, like, why are you going and volunteering there? And then they would say things like, well, do something out of the system instead. And I'm like, well, I'm all for that. But see, that would take us putting out the same sort of comparative effort and being consistent about it. You know, I don't want to fight this organization that's doing all this good stuff and undermine them and, sure. and say they're bad and then not replace it with something else.
And the people that were criticizing you that were talking about doing the Food Not Bombs never did it.
And that's just it. I just knew it was all talk.
Yeah.
Because that requires sustained effort and commitment and putting time into it on a regular basis. You don't want to do something like that and then drop the ball. And
Absolutely.
That's where I see a lot of people, oh, I'm willing to go party every night and get arrested. Well, do something, you know, do something that requires some kind of consistent effort and over time. And then if you really want to see change, if you really want to be an activist, you know, kind of show it, you know.
Well, I think you're dealing with several factors here, and I think that I don't think there's anything wrong with people getting together and socializing and having a good time. I don't think there's anything wrong with that, and I think that at some level it is activism because there is an element of non-cooperation or civil disobedience involved. I think though for the most part you've got kind of this group aspect where there are power in numbers, right? So, for instance, if there are 30 people that are hanging out in the park that are engaging in drinking or whatever, smoking cannabis, then it's a lot safer than if there's three. And so you've got this kind of numbers factor where if enough people are involved, more people will get involved, and that kind of keeps things safe. Whereas these people may be less likely to do some sort of civil disobedience if they are the only person doing it. So, for instance, Andrew Carroll is one of the local activists who's, I think, a real self-starter, doer. He went out and he did a cannabis activism where he held a bud of marijuana.
He did everything like... I really can't think of any way to criticize him. I thought he did everything really, really well.
Right, but the focus was all on him, right? So he knew he was going to likely get arrested for doing what he did in that particular case, whereas the average person who goes out to party at the local park doesn't really think they're going to get arrested. They know there's that chance. They're still risking that, but it's not as risky if they're doing it in a group of 30 people. And the same thing...
Well, it's a different kind of activism, and I liked it. I liked it for a very long time, I haven't changed my point of view about that. It's just that now it's, you know, sometime later more people are showing up and like partying in the park, and now it's not just 420, but it's at night too, and getting arrested occasionally and stuff like that. And it's just that, you know, is that it? Is that all you're going to do? I mean,
well, there's other things that are happening. It's just they're not. You want to talk about consistency? I agree with you.
But it's like the most visible thing happening, and so that's the impression everyone has of us.
Right. It's visible and it's consistent. On top of that, right? Yeah. It's every single day, every single night. There are other things that are happening. Andrew Carroll just did his political campaign, so that happened, but that's over now.
And I listed some things that are happening. There are other things happening. They're not necessarily really attention getting and high profile, like being right in the middle of the park every day and every night. And
sure. So. And I don't think the nighttime stuff's going to last too much longer once it starts to get cold. That's going
to
go away at some point.
I suspect 420 will be taken care of too.
But I agree with you, Dale. This has been one of my frustrations with the movement up here, is that I would like to see more, for lack of a better term, leaders or instigators.
That's a good word. You know, a leader, I wouldn't use the word, you seem reluctant to use the word anarchist, so I would be reluctant to use the word instigator too.
Yeah.
but I think leader's a good term. Good leadership is leadership by inspiration, not by threats of violence, right? Do as I say, or, you know. because I got elected, and if you don't obey me, then bad things will happen to you. Good leadership is by inspiration, is when you inspire people. You do something, and people are inspired by that and want to do the same thing or want to follow in your footsteps. So.
Right, and I think that we want to talk a little bit more about leading versus joining here in a moment. 800-259-9231. I think we need all of the above. We need more leaders and more people that just want to jump on board something to come up here. But inevitably, you're always going to get more of people that are willing to join something than start something, and that's part of our problem. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you want to breathe better, please write this down now. BreatheBetterAir.com. You don't have time to waste. Go to BreatheBetterAir.com and see the stylish Air Oasis 3000 Air Purifier. It has no filters, no messy plates to clean, requires no maintenance for 3 years, is built by hand in the U.S., and comes with a 3-year warranty. GCN listeners get a $100 discount and free air quality test kit at BreatheBetterAir.com or call 806-477-0322 to breathe better air now.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free. So head on over and enjoy freetalklive.com features, including our Shrine of Female Listeners with the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of the program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. Now, we've been talking about the Free State Project and getting activists to make the move up here, and we're discussing some of the issues that we're having because, well, nothing's perfect and things can always be improved upon as far as how things go, and we're going to get back to that discussion here in a moment. But in order to encourage more people to move, there's a new program out there, Mark.
Well, it's not particularly new, but there's a program called the Next 1000, and they've got dozens of people working on getting it done. They've got 203 signers. And if you're not a part of the first 1,000 and you intend to be in New Hampshire by September 2011, then you can sign up, even if you've already moved. So if you fit those criteria, then go to pledgebank.com/next1000. It's pledgebank.com/next1000.
All right, so let's go to the phones here and talk to Andrew in Michigan. We'll continue discussing sort of some of the dilemmas that some activists are facing up here in New Hampshire. Andrew in Michigan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, how's it going tonight?
What's on your mind, Andrew?
Hey, I was thinking, because last Wednesday, you and Mark were having a conversation, and it's kind of a, you know, the minarchist versus anarchist sort of what is good for Keene, and Mark basically said that he didn't identify himself as a free stater to some people who asked.
No,
and you and Meg were kind of like, oh no, that's bad.
Hold on, before you go on, what I said is what I intended to get across is if I were to move to New Hampshire now and I wasn't on a nationally syndicated radio program where we advertise the Free State Project.
A theoretical mark.
Right, this is a theoretical mark. This is advice to people who might be moving and wishing.
You're advising people lie.
Hold on just a second, Ian. That's a bunch of bull crap. If somebody asked me, hey, what were you doing in 1997? Would I be telling them a lie if they asked me, if I didn't tell them I was in prison?
No.
You're just hanging out.
That's not an accurate analogy. The question was, are you a free stater? That's a yes or no answer.
Do you have more than $100 in your wallet?
You don't have to answer that question.
Well, but my question to you is, all right, you can always say...
If you're having a friendly conversation with somebody...
It's none of people's business, and I think that there are times that you're allowed to obscure the truth if somebody's asking a question that's none of their business.
Yeah, but if you are having a friendly conversation with somebody, and you're talking to them, and they're
so
saying...
So what if it's not friendly?
So when did you... Well, then if it's not friendly, then you should
because
be talking
to
them.
Because I'm not answering the way you want me to answer doesn't make me a liar, okay?
If you're having a conversation with somebody and it's friendly and they come up to the question of, when did you move to New Hampshire? Yeah, I moved to New Hampshire. Why'd you move to New Hampshire? Well, I think it's beautiful here.
I love the way
you're a free stater. And then you would say, that's none of your business?
Well, the answer
I avoided
when you say
the...
it's none of your business, the answer to it is yes, right? Like, there are certain yes-no questions that you just can't answer. Do you have $122 in your wallet? You could probably get away with saying something like, it's none of your business because it's too specific. But if you answer, hey, in 1997, were you in prison? Yes, I was. But it's none of anybody's business. I don't have to answer that question. People shouldn't be asking intrusive questions like that.
Yeah, because you're ashamed.
Of being in prison?
You're ashamed of being a free stater.
I refuse to answer that question for a long time.
You're ashamed
was
of being
I a liar?
Free stater.
Call me a liar for not answering
the question.
I'm
not calling you a liar for that.
I'm asking you to. Tell me whether I was or not. I bald-faced lied to people if they asked me that whether I had ever been locked up, incarcerated, had any kind of criminal situations. I told them lies. I fabricated my resume out of whole cloth to people in order to get jobs. Call me a liar.
Well, if you told lies, then you're a liar.
There you go.
Go ahead.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, obviously, I can touch a nerve pretty quickly, and that was sort of what happened last Wednesday, and that was sort of the conversation. But I'm just wondering if, Mark, if you could answer this, do you feel that there's any blowback that you get being a free stater from some of the free Keener things, and couldn't that necessarily discourage entrepreneurs who want to come to the Keene area?
I couldn't speak to whether it discourages or encourages people. I think that if you're into the civil disobedience thing, then Keene's probably your place to be. But, you know, I can tell you that as far as blowback goes, many of the people I know that I am a free stater have expressed to me concerns about the way that the free Keeners are doing their activism. Many people have. I've asked people on the street sort of as guy on the street kind of situations. I largely get negative responses regarding people who are, you know, part of that kind of activism. And I think that, yeah, that I have to say things like, yes, I'm a free stater, but I don't believe in the kind of activism that they do. You know, I'm really about being involved in the community and running for office. Things like that, I think, are the best ways to do it.
Well, I like to take a little bit of emphasis off of civil disobedience as being like the alternative to politics, because I think that's a sort of a false dichotomy.
Okay.
I would tell people that Keene is a place to do all sorts of stuff other than, you know, the political stuff. I mean, if you do politics here, I tell people you're going to be the big fish in the small pond here. And it has that appeal, but it's not, you're not going to have the kind of support in terms of sheer numbers that you'd get in other places like in Manchester or the Seacoast area and things like that, or Concord. But I think the thing is for me is that that's the impression people have of Free Keene primarily is from these parties because they're high profile. And so my thought is, I would just like to do more stuff that's visible for other reasons that can, you know, just show that we do other things. I don't want to, you know, necessarily, I don't want people to stop the 420s. I certainly don't think there's any point in stopping the 420s, especially when they're so uneventful. I think that's actually a good thing. I think it's good when you do something and you don't get the cops' attention on you or get arrested. If you just push it out a little bit as you go and then, keep not victimizing anyone, respecting other people, and just living free, and nothing happens to you, and you can try a little more later, and nothing happens to you. Like, I think a lot of people have this attitude that it's not successful until you get arrested. And I'm like, don't think of it like that. If you can do activism and expand your freedoms without getting arrested, that's even better, in my opinion. Unless you specifically are going out and saying, okay, getting a lot of publicity, and really talking about the issue and really getting the ideas out there with the intention of getting arrested in order to bring attention to that, to show how screwy the system is. I think that you do that in a very conscientious way. That's the way to go about it. Otherwise, I like the 420s because they happen fairly uneventfully. And a lot of people walk through the park and nothing major is happening. It's not scary. People are, people, 420 events are happening or whatever. And regular people are walking through the park and they're not being fazed by it. And so if they hear people telling them horror stories later, oh, 420, it's this, you know, they're out there every day and kids could be walking by. But people who have actually walked out there, they're like, this is no big deal. And that's actually a good thing.
Okay. I was just wondering if maybe anybody had started a business in Keene and felt some boycotting or if they had hired a couple of the free Keeners or the free staters and somebody said, oh, I don't like those people. I'm not going to go to that business.
There's a little
anymore.
Bit.
Yeah,
there's something
I
can talk about that.
There was one employee, as I recall, that was fired, and, you know, part of his the reason that they fired him was over him being fired.
And
yeah,
I heard something that went the other way.
More coming up here at 800. Well, hang on to you here, Andrew. Hang on. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door?
Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Just what emergencies do I need to be prepared for?
Terrorism, economic collapse, or the overdue big quake. The immediate time frame after any disaster when you may be on your own is critical. That's why you need a 72-hour kit from SurvivalSolutions.com. Our 72-hour kits have been researched, tried, and tested for three-day survival. 72-hour emergency kits from SurvivalSolutions.com provide 114 essential items, including food, water, light, shelter and warmth, cooking, first aid, sanitation, and communication. Just add your personal items, clothing, and important papers, and you're ready for any emergency. That's 114 essential life-sustaining items. Order now and get a free Millennium Food Bar with each 72-hour kit purchase. Call 801-965-0777 or go to SurvivalSolutions.com. That's 801-965-0777 or SurvivalSolutions.com, home of the complete 72-hour emergency kit.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. You are invited to dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. And you can enjoy our website at freetalklive.com and the features there. We give them to you, including our webcam. Go to cam.freetalklive.com. You can watch, listen, and chat with other listeners all at the same time, if you like. Over at cam.freetalklive.com, it's brought to you by memorydealers.com.
Yeah, memorydealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They are the world's they have the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers that are 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers. At up to 99% off of list price, they offer great prices and service on used networking equipment such as Cisco routers and switches. Their stuff's in stock, ready to ship via overnight delivery. It's memorydealers.com.
All right, we continue here talking about some of the issues, controversy that has been generated here as activists from around the country and around the world have made the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Specifically here in the Keene area, there's been a more of a focus on living free and not begging permission in order to live free, just going ahead and doing so. And that has manifested itself into what has become daily gatherings. And I wouldn't call the 420s parties anymore. They're very just low-key people standing around in the park. You were there at the with me the other day. And in fact, there wasn't even any pop that was smoked the other day.
Sometimes there isn't. I mean, I guess occasionally.
I don't go out to the 420s that much anymore, personally. And it's... you know, I've got other things I'm doing.
Yeah.
And so different people kind of come in and go out. And then there's also the nightcaps, which are definitely more of a party kind of socializing atmosphere. There's open containers and there's open cannabis as well. And we've been discussing online over at the Free Keen Forum and now been discussing on the air here tonight is kind of the aspect of, well, is this all there is? Are there other things that are going on? If so, should there be more? There should be more, I think. There needs to be more. There need to be more people stepping up and taking leadership roles. And my issue with the word leaders, and I know we actually got Andrew still on the line with us in Michigan.
I you know, something else, too, is that there are people showing up every single day for 420, but not once a week for the anti-war rally that happens.
Yeah.
But it's not a Free Keen thing, but there should be a Free Keen presence.
Some people go to that, from what I understand.
They did for a while. I was one of them.
I believe there was, you know, within the last few weeks, some people went to that.
They went on 9/11.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know how many people go. I don't go to them myself.
I don't think there's very much of a freaking presence at all there.
A particular rally for, where they had a speaker who was actually a Free Stater who came from across the state to speak about, it was a Bradley Manning rally. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you there weren't very many there. There weren't a half dozen.
Let's a half dozen people total, or
half dozen people who were representing the Free State Project here in Keene, New Hampshire.
Andrew, I think is still with us in Michigan. I feel like there was a point we went out on, but I didn't make a note. So whatever it was, I've completely spaced on. Where were we?
We were talking about entrepreneurs. Yeah.
Oh right, you had a question.
Yeah, and you said I want, before I forget. I wanted to answer your question. And I'll kind of rephrase it if that's okay with you. Basically, has anyone suffered some sort of repercussions in terms of like a boycott or being fired from a job or something like that, right?
Yeah, that was part of it, and something else after that. So go ahead.
Okay, what I was going to say is I know of someone specifically who was gotten arrested over some activism, was very fairly publicly well known and being associated with Free Keen, and there was in fact pressure put on her job location to fire her, and it did not work.
Customers coming in and saying,
"Yeah, you need
things.
To fire her because she's involved with Free Keen or something," and they would not do that.
There was another instance where a guy managed to, you know, for whatever reason, got himself fired, and among the list of reasons that they gave for firing him was because he was a Free State Project member, is an anarchist, or something like that.
But it was anarcho-Jesse.
Wait, yeah, but was that, where did you hear that from, though? Did you hear that from him directly or from someone else?
I couldn't tell you.
Because he was fired like every other day from like various jobs, and
caveat in there in that particular instance, but
this is a guy who's he's gone now. He's not even here anymore.
And
most of the people that are here in Keene, New Hampshire, where all the controversy is, a lot of them are working at jobs, and a number of them are in management positions in those jobs, and they're doing fine.
Yeah, they're doing fine. They're holding jobs down just fine.
And they're doing activism.
Some of them are very public. Some of them have been arrested and worked it out with their employer. I know of one person who was arrested who did some activism, refused to pay a fine, and knew he was going to go to jail for it, and worked all that out with his employer, and still had his job when he came out of jail.
Okay, now, to continue answering your question, as far as a boycott is concerned, because you'd also touched on that, right?
Yes, that was one of my concerns. Should I come and start a business someday? You know?
Well, it's a legitimate concern, because I think there are some parallels that are happening here that are similar to things that might have happened in the past in other places with activism movements. I think that I'm not going to give names of the businesses, but there was a business that a Free Stater works at that we had gone to meet to have a get together at. And it came out later on to the business owner that we were meeting there. It was represented to her that we were meeting because of some sort of to like reach out to her
much
customers.
Much more evangelical,
which
was
not the case.
Going on.
Like the idea would be that we would be hassling her customers or propagandizing them or giving them pamphlets.
Yeah, handing a pamphlet as you walk in the door. Or
not the case.
No.
We were just sitting there socializing with one another. And so she was given this information, and it was misinformation, and she made a decision. Well, I found out later on the real story was that the city bureaucrats threatened to boycott her business. So it's like a downtown business. The city bureaucrats threatened to not come eat there anymore. And so that's the reason why we were told that we couldn't have our get-togethers there. So it doesn't mean that you can't eat there or anything like that. I've eaten there since then.
Right, just, like, because you want it, you're dying to eat someplace where they said that, hey, you're not welcome here.
Oh, well, no, it's not. Well, it was. I understand where she's coming from. She's
I understand where she's coming from, too.
I don't
feel welcome. If she's going to capitulate to the bureaucrats that say, hey, we're
they're
not
an
there.
Economic powerhouse.
Indeed, they are.
There are hundreds of them.
She's not going to get my money over it.
And this is this is a realistic situation, right? Wherein if you've got a group of people that are causing a situation, they're causing, controversy, and anytime you threaten the status quo, there's going to be controversy, whether it's through the political system or through civil disobedience. Anytime those bureaucrats see their jobs as being threatened, see their power and their legitimacy as being threatened, they're going to do whatever they can to lash out against it. And if arresting them their way out of the problem doesn't work, they're going to try some sort of economic thing. So I think that problem will be solved the day we have more of us than there are of them. I think a lot of this is a numbers issue. And if at that point, Mark, then you can go into that business owner and say, well, look, if you're not going to let us come here, there's hundreds of us. Are you sure you want to do that? Because there's a lot of us that really enjoyed working here or eating here. Whereas once we have more of us than there are bureaucrats, I think that'll really change those situations.
Yeah. And the thing, too, you said you cannot breach a controversial subject without controversy. I mean, that's the point, is people get upset. If you take a strong position on anything, you get some people who will want to boycott you or do whatever. I mean, I can remember just being, I can remember the crap I got just for being a Republican in a place that was, predominantly Democrat. You know, if you're in an area that's predominantly Democrat and you're a Republican.
And I think that's part of what's going on here in Keene is we're further along to some extent than a lot of the rest of the areas of the state.
More hassled for that, in fact, than I have for being a free stater. I've had people coming up to a booth I was operating, at an event, at a festival in an area that was predominantly Democrat, like I said, and having people come up and just literally shouting and yelling at us for half an hour.
San Francisco?
This was in L.A.
L.A. But, the political parties are much more of a threat, I think, to people. Because in that, if you have a strong feeling, say you're gay and you want to have equal rights to people who are straight, the Republican Party is largely a threat to your existence. I mean, they want the Republican Party.
Well, they're both probably a threat, I think Ian would say, right?
Andrew, do you have any other thoughts for us here tonight?
No, I'm good. But thanks for taking, thanks for sorting this out a little bit.
Very good, sir. I hope that helped somewhat, and hope to see you up here in New Hampshire, wherever it ends up being. Thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind, even in the remaining moments, which are coming up here shortly. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
In 2010, you were fighting for your rights. In 2019, we are fighting for our lives.
The last illusions of economic stability have shattered, revealing the financial dystopia that lies beneath the surface. The Federal Reserve has run out of lies and out of time. Those who stand for liberty will right their wrongs or die trying. Get involved with the epic animated feature-length film, Silver Circle, at SilverCircleMovie.com.
Just remember, when they control the money, they control everything.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct. Wholesale pricing.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind can provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Before you purchase any water filters, you should know there's a superior American-made water filtration system available. This water filter's housing is made of high-quality stainless steel, and its filters outperform all others in the industry and are the only ones that exceed EPA standards. It's a gravity-fed water filtration system requiring no electricity or plumbing. It removes chlorine, chemicals, and dangerous biological pathogens, producing quality drinking water for less than 2 cents per gallon. Plus, its filters can be cleaned up to 200 times. What is it? It's the AquaRain. Owning an AquaRain means you own the best money can buy. Learn more and see other quality emergency preparedness products at myaquarain.com. Use the GCN code and you'll receive the book Do-It-Yourself Emergency Preparedness absolutely free. To order, visit myaquarain.com or call 800-585-5077. That's myaquarain.com or 800-585-5077.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain, maybe enough time for your call. If you make it now to 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. If you want to help support the show, you can do that by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live gets a portion of Amazon's profits. It's that simple. Get your shopping done. Get the stuff you need delivered to your door and feel good because Free Talk Live is getting a portion of the proceeds. If you go through amazon.freetalklive.com, as we go to your calls, Kiva is listening to WVTS in West Virginia. Hello, Kiva.
Hello. How are you doing? Can you hear me?
Just super. What's on your mind tonight?
I'm going to make a couple of comments. First, I got to take up for Mark on that need-to-know thing. I mean, if a total stranger walked up to you and asked you what you was doing in 1997, and you turned around and said, oh, I was in prison for killing someone, they'd think you was crazy. Okay?
I agree with that. I say you don't have any obligation to answer those questions. But if you're in a friendly conversation at the dentist's office or something like that, and you're talking with somebody, and you've been talking with them, and you have a good rapport built up with them, then I think there's a little bit more of an obligation to answer a question.
I agree, but I have to actually say I'm very honest and outgoing, and I've been in a lot more trouble for being honest and outgoing than I ever would have been for lying. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not saying lying is inappropriate in all situations. I never suggested that.
Sure, I've got another statement I'd like to make. I talked to you on the Internet a couple of days ago. I'd just like to say that anyone that would shoot a dog for no reason, I would not trust around a small child or a baby.
Like you're talking about the cops.
Oh, my God, man. That just lit me up, dude.
I bet cops shoot dogs more often than average people do.
Oh, my God, man. That's sickening.
It seems like they're unlikely to shoot children, though. I think that the police tend to...
He didn't say they'd shoot him. He just said he wouldn't trust them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust them around them, because if you have that little bug in you that likes to kill harmless things, I wouldn't trust you around a kid. I just wouldn't.
Well, people, supposedly there's a statistical likelihood of it, of if people who are sadistic with animals or who kill small animals and things like that, that there's a likelihood that they will later on start behaving that
way
with people.
That's right. Every time you hear some freak doing something crazy, you always hear that they abused animals when they was a kid or something, like Jeffrey Dahmer.
Like it.
Or something, you know?
It seems like it. You're right about that. What else is on your mind tonight, Keepa?
That'll do it, man. It's great listening, y'all. I'm going down the road. I'm afraid I'm going to lose you.
Thanks, dude. I appreciate the call tonight.
All right.
Appreciate hearing
later
from
on.
You. Yep, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Oh, in case Andrew and others who might be concerned are still listening in regards to the activism up here in New Hampshire and what's happening, I want to share the counter story, right? Because I mentioned that there was this supposed boycott by the government bureaucrats of a particular business downtown in Keene, New Hampshire, because they were serving a group of Free Staters that was publicly meeting there. Like, if we hadn't announced publicly that we were going there, then nothing would have ever happened. So it was the fact that it was publicly announced that made the issue. But that's never happened anywhere else. I'd like to point that out. We've had public meetings at a bunch of other places, a handful at least, of other places around town, and have had to move for various different reasons. But none of those moves were ever because we're activists, except that one that I mentioned. In fact, the current place where people are meeting for, well, actually, Social Sundays is our weekly Sunday get-together. People get together and they, you know, enjoy a few beers together at local watering holes. It's actually expanded now. It's at two different places, just because activists don't all agree on where they want to go. So some folks broke off and they created their own thing, which is happening at a place where we used to be. So one place where we used to meet frequently is now having us back. And the other place we're meeting, local sports bar, actually stayed open on Sundays specifically because of our group. So our group is a big enough motivator economically for them.
I think they also had an extra one person. The person who was serving us was not normally going to be there. They usually just have a bartender, and they mm-hmm. were having a waitress there just because we had a big enough crowd to warrant that, which means that someone was getting more hours and getting paid more, and she was grateful for that. I talked to one waitress, and she's like, you know,
Were dead before you guys.
Yeah, she was really glad that we were there. She got good tips for that day. She got she wouldn't be there otherwise. There wouldn't be enough crowd to justify it.
Yep. And they literally would have closed during the summertime.
Yeah.
That's what I'd spoken with the owner about it, and he's also a liberty-friendly kind of guy.
Cool.
And so they would not have been open during the summertime on Sundays had it not been for us being there in the first place. So just to kind of point out the other side of that story, right? So right now, even though we don't outnumber the bureaucrats, there are still a few dozen folks, and that's... You know, people ordering hamburgers and wings and beers and things like that. And that
the wings are very, very good at reviews.
Yep, yeah. There's some economics at work
great
there.
Price and happy hour.
It'll only become better for us as more of us move here. And I think that the issue that Andrew is concerned about, well, what if I open my own business as a liberty-loving activist? I think that the biggest problem that the liberty lovers have here is the PR, right? There's a lot of misinformation out there about what Free Keene is, or what the Free State Project is. I don't think the average person knows anything at all about this, except maybe the rumors they've heard around town. The average person hasn't had, you know, personal contact that they know of with activists, and so it's that personal contact that's going to help wipe that away. It's the education.
And the act of opening a business. I mean, they're like, you know, because there's also a perception, which is wrong, of, like, people in Free Keene not having jobs and things like that. And if someone actually opens a business in Keene and they're associated with Free Keene, I think right there you're dispelling things. You're dispelling incorrect notions about what.
Well, the
it
funny
is.
Thing is, anytime anybody stands on the side of the road with a sign, the people yell "get a job" at them. It doesn't matter what your sign says.
Right.
I've actually stood there and seen the like, I don't remember who it was, but it wasn't the liberty activist. Somebody else was holding a sign on the side of the road, and they were being heckled with the same "get a job, loser" phrases that. Well, I suppose if you were holding a sign that the person agreed with, they probably wouldn't yell that at you.
But somebody else will yell that. And it essentially means that you should be more busy than trying to convince people of whatever you're trying to convince them of. And I totally agree. The problem is that there's a system that is coercive out there that will, if you do not do something, and in fact, it will do something. Even if you do something, it will roll over your rights, and it will constantly grow, get more expensive and more intrusive in your life.
So to get back to the original point of the conversation about having more people starting things, being leaders, if you will, using that term, I think the problem I have with the term leader is it suggests there's only one. Well, you're the leader of the Free Keen. No, I own the website, but that doesn't mean I'm the leader. People don't follow my orders. They don't. I think the term leader has that kind of suggestion that I'm somehow in charge.
You know, the leader's just someone who's, if you think about it, they're just a person walking in front. You know, there's someone, and then other people decide to follow. They decide to do the same thing.
We need more of that.
And that's what it is. It's like, you know, just like, oh, I like what he's doing, and I'm inspired by that. I'm going to do that, too. I'm going to join. I'm going to help out. You know, I'm going to become a part of that. That's the way it should be looked at.
And, of course, the more you start things, there's kind of this problem where the more you start things, the more people look to you to start things. So, like, you've got people like myself or Rich Paul. We were having this conversation yesterday. Rich Paul is the guy that started the 420 celebrations. And he's like, well, what's next? Something has to happen now, and I don't want to be the one to start it. And I've been saying the same things. Like, I've done this and this and this, and I don't want to be the one to start the next thing. I mean, I've got some ideas for what could happen, but if I talk about them, people like the ideas, but they're not their ideas, so they don't pick them up and run with them. If I want them to happen, I'm going to have to start them. So like you were saying, people aren't going to the anti-war things. Well, it's because nobody has said, hey, let's go and do this, and has put out the the notice on the forums, has put out a Pork 411, has stepped up to lead that. And it's the same problem here, is that it's like the leaders are this core group, and everybody else just kind of wants to jump on board. And I think part of that is because you've got folks that honestly don't have the activist cred. They didn't come from being an activist. From where they, whence they come, they weren't doing it back then, and they're coming here now, and they're getting into activism. They're new. They're looking for ideas. They're looking to jump on board with somebody that's got a good idea, but they're not ready yet, or they're not inspired enough, or experienced enough to start something on their own. I think that's a factor. I think you're dealing with at least here in Keene, a lot of 20-somethings. You know, it's easy to get a 20-something to show up at a party. They're used to that. They know how to party. That's what a 20-something does, right? So that's not hard to do.
It's a generalization, but sure.
And I think that that's beneficial because you've got to build those relationships. You've got to build friendships. These are people that are strangers that didn't know each other before they moved here, and they've got to get to know each other. So you weren't saying the parties are a bad thing. You were just saying we need to expand beyond that, and there needs to be more.
Yeah, I'd like to see other stuff, especially stuff that's visible that help people see and discover Free Keene that way instead of just through, oh, those are the people that party every night in the square, you know.
So I guess my question is, Dale, what are you going to do to start that?
don't look at me. I'm making movies and stuff. I'm on a TV show now.
Right.
And I still got my comic, and I still got other stuff. Volunteer at the shelter every week, and I'm doing stuff.
Easy to say that other people should be doing whatever when, I'm so busy, I just don't have time to do anything.
Yeah. And we don't know what those other people are doing. We see them going to the parties, but we don't know what they're doing with their days and what they're doing and their days off and all
they're
of that.
They're sleeping in because they're up all night partying. That's why.
They're sleeping one off.
Well, I think numbers will solve this problem. More numbers, more movers means more leaders. See you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine, nutritious vitamins and minerals and a delicious chocolate taste for your picky eaters. Be sure to visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. With kids, food battles are more about control than about food. If you want to avoid a battle with your picky eater, give them a say in what they eat. At dinner, let them choose between broccoli or fruit salad. At the supermarket, give them 3 cereals to pick from. The more control they have, the less there is to argue about. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.